the Moravian Gate as the gateway of ideas and inspiration. Sigmund Freud, 1856 to 1939, born in the town of Pribor, then Freiburg, within the Moravian Gate area, is generally known for his pioneering work in the field of psychology. There are few people who have not heard of the Oedipal complex, the Freudian slip, or the pleasure principle. But how did this researcher take his first steps into science, and what trials and tribulations did he undergo before he earned his undying fame? Sigmund Freud graduated from university with a degree in medicine, but he also expressed a great interest in biology, both in theory and in practice. As a young scientist, he was fascinated by the hidden parts of creatures, particularly eels and lamprey. Freud even developed a successful method of using chemicals to dye the nerve tissue of the animal he was studying, enabling him to easily observe and describe it. He also tried to clarify the question of how eels reproduce, which was a great mystery to science at the time. However, he was not very successful in this task. He dissected around 400 eels, but was unable to find their reproductive organs. This was because eels develop these in the deep sea, where they migrate from rivers. He would later look back on this failure with great frustration. In the end, Freud did not become a famous anatomist or ichthyologist, yet he continued to work on revealing the mysteries of sexuality and on uncovering hidden but important principles.